Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, and thank you also very much for your kind remarks. With regard, let me start off with the delegate of UU who made very important remarks on that, on the PCI statistics. So first of all, it's obviously we have very little ability to add as much text and things to this document, but it's crucial for all of us to understand that the work we're doing with the productive capacity index is very much statistical unit of UNCTAD. It's a much UNCTAD product, but also more importantly, it's very much connected to the statistical department in New York, which is DESA. And it is of significant importance because not only do we understand, and they've peer-reviewed it as well and been part of it, but it's also very clear on the type of data and information that needs to be collected by the local government statisticians. And that's very reason why, because DESA undertake a lot of statistical capacity building in countries. But this is not the type of data that they collect, so that's why we're working very closely with them. And in March, we will be in New York at the Statistical Commission, which will be discussing further how to integrate this and get more out of it, that it can be part of a regular program that will support member states in developing their statistical capacity. So this will not just be on the shoulders of UNCTAD to develop their statistical capacity with regard to the PCI, but with the whole UN system and statisticians. And that includes all the regional economic commissions as well. Yes, I would agree that if only two countries adopt or use this, it's not very ambitious. We can always add more numbers to that because we have a lot of countries who are willing to. The only key issue here is the financing and the budget availability to actually undertake these major training exercises, which generally last more than a week and generally have to be more than done once, because it's I'm not a statistician, but it's a complex program and it takes getting used to. So it is also very much dependent on the budget and financing that we have available. The second point was about an error perhaps in editing. The editors might want to slip that two in there, but from 2025. The whole objective of this is once the country has the statistical capability to undertake PCI, to run the PCI, this is critically important for policy making. And that's where the link is to the policy, that after running these algorithms, after running this PCI, that you're able not only to help you with these statistics to be able to design new policies or design more accurate or clinical policies, but also to be able to monitor existing ones and also be able to have an idea what the impact is over time. So that's where the connection is, but I'm sure we can find some wording to make that a little bit clear. With regard to the comments from distinguished delegate of Jamaica, thank you very much. We also enjoyed very much working with you and your colleagues in Capital. And I can update you on the fact that as everybody is aware, the strategy has been developed. As everyone is aware, the trust fund has now been established. And I'd like to take this opportunity, and I'd like to thank all the government of Portugal, because the government of Portugal is the first government to contribute to this trust fund. And I think that's a significant move, and we hope that more countries will contribute before the conference, because it's vitally important that we have the funding in there to be able to move this agenda forward. So thank you very much, Portugal, for the contribution. The number of reports declining, I am aware that some of the documents you may have may not be the most updated documents, but I'm happy to sit with you afterwards to make sure that the numbers tally across from the documents, because I have an updated one as of yesterday or something, which is more up to date on some of these things. So I'm sure there is a reason, and we can simply sit down and tally that. to respond to the delegate, distinguished delegate on Cambodia. We are very also pleased to be able to work with your government and also your government's participation in these activities that we have. You're absolutely right. The focus needs to be on helping countries with the graduation process, moving away from these preferences, helping them identify new strategies, options to move forward, rather than simply, you know, it's the end of the preferences, good luck, and move on. So this is a topic which is coming up all the time with countries that are about to graduate, is this issue about utilization rates and all the issue about losing preferences and the trade strategies and policies that they have to put in place to be able to continue this journey, as you said, as graduation is not the end, it's just a part of the process of a lifetime of a country. And that is why we are going to continue using the examples and the experience that we did had with regard to working with your government to start working with ours on a similar level, so that not only are we providing them with the vulnerability profile mandated, not only with the gaps assessment, the gaps missing in productive capacity, but also with key strategies on how to ensure that they, the preferences or the markets that they lose, they have strategies to deal with that. So we're very supportive. And lastly, thank you very much, Chair, Mr. Chair. We look forward to working with the Kenya government in the next stage of implementation. Thank you very much.